And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the Trump administration continues to deliver on religious liberty promises, with the Office of Personnel Management issuing guidelines last week that explicitly protect federal workers' rights to display Bibles, crucifixes, and other religious items in their workspaces. And the chief of the Office of Personnel Management said no federal employee should be forced to choose between their faith and their federal service. Meanwhile, across the Atlantic, an 86-year-old German priest is making that exact choice as he has formally severed ties with the diocese after they embraced same-sex blessings and promoted a local LGBT pride parade. The priest also didn't mince any words, calling all pride parades symptoms of a morally unleashed society and reminding church leaders that pride was humanity's original sin. And now to Pennsylvania, where we see a horrifying case where a registered sex offender managed to obtain an infant boy through surrogacy. Brandon Mitchell, convicted of sexual abuse of children and possession of child pornography, exploited legal loopholes that don't even exist in traditional adoption. Live Action was quoted as saying, "No vetting process is required for surrogacy. Anyone with money can buy a child." Definitely tragic. And speaking of child protection failures, a South Carolina family is suing Delta Airlines after an employee stole their child's iPad and began uploading pornographic videos to the family's iCloud account. The perpetrator took selfies in his Delta uniform while committing these acts, creating his own iTunes profile and Amazon account labeled gay on the family's device. What makes this especially disturbing is that Delta initially deflected responsibility, claiming the man worked for a vendor rather than the airline directly. Okay, like that matters. The global retreat from Christian faith continues to accelerate, with new Pew research showing four countries, the UK, Australia, France, and Uruguay, having lost their Christian majorities between 2010 and 2020. Christians now comprise minorities in 120 of 201 nations surveyed, down from 124 just a decade ago. And now to Massachusetts, where Springfield College recently expelled a Catholic medical student for objecting to observe a second trimester abortion. Despite receiving positive grades, administrators launched what Hurt Lawsuit calls a campaign against her, ultimately dismissing her for allegedly failing rotations she actually passed. Her crime? Asking for advance warning about procedures that violated her conscience. And the medical establishment's authoritarian streak, well, it extends to childhood vaccines as well, with the American Academy of Pediatrics now demanding complete elimination of religious and philosophical exemptions. And that wraps up the day Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.